From the Farmers and Ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Farmers and ranchers need a more efficient program for supplying labor. Chad Smith has a firsthand account from Philip Hunter, a wholesale tree grower from Alabama.
Difficulty finding adequate labor is a common challenge for farmers across the U.S. Philip Hunter, a wholesale tree grower from Alabama, says hired help is vital to his business's success.
There's very little automation in the nursery business, so we have to have labor to do almost everything we do. We grow landscape trees, so planting, pruning, staking. We have equipment to run that we need when we're harvesting, when we're shipping. We'll have multiple crews working on many different things at one time.
Hunter's Nursery uses the H-2A guest worker program to find labor. While the program has no doubt been helpful, he says the system still needs some updates.
It's a good program, but it's been around 40 years, and it needs to be updated. It needs to be streamlined, particularly the adverse effect wage rate, which we must pay. It has gone up in Alabama 34% since 2023.
Hunter says farmers can and should get involved in advocating for changes to the labor program.
We've been advocating three different approaches: executive action through the Trump administration, legislative action through our congressmen, and then action through the agencies like Department of Labor, Department of Homeland Security, USDA. Get involved there.
You can learn more at fb.org/labor. Chad Smith, Washington.
Continuing education opportunity. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Ag Academy is an educational program with the purpose of providing a conduit for people of all occupations and levels of agricultural knowledge to be exposed to the many facets of production ag, rural communities, and ag policy. The program runs from October to September. Focus areas are advocacy, leadership and service, education, and rural communities and farm families. Seven capsules are framed in a way that centers on self-paced introductory information followed by an in-person session of tours and speakers. The in-person sessions will be spread across Kansas to allow participants a firsthand view of the many components and facets of production agriculture across our great state. This opportunity is not limited to Kansas Farm Bureau members. Anyone can participate. The program is capped at 20 people each year, and the application deadline is September 5th. For more information and to see what you might learn at Ag Academy, visit www.kfb.org. Next, Insight with Greg Deering.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com. or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now Insight with Greg Deering.
Sometimes when you step outside during August in Kansas, you'd swear the corn is sweating. Turns out it kind of is. Each acre of corn can release up to 4,000 gallons of water into the air every day. With more than 6 million acres across Kansas, that's enough moisture to cover a football field and more than 15 miles of water. The process of plants releasing water through tiny pores in their leaves is called transpiration. While it doesn't raise the temperature, it does crank up the humidity, making those triple-digit days feel even hotter. This time of year is the peak growing season for corn, and with rain still in the mix, those August afternoons can turn into what I call a three-shirt day, when even a little outdoor work has you changing shirts more than once. I do have one small quibble with the National Weather Service. Back in March, they swapped excessive heat for extreme heat in their warnings. I get the intent, but maybe we're overthinking things. If the goal is to keep people safe, just call it what it is. Dangerous. Because dangerous heat gets your attention, and that's what matters. So take care out there, drink water, rest in the shade, and maybe bring an extra shirt. It's August in Kansas, after all.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.